Thunder Bay. Nearly 100 people joined Threads of Life for its annual Steps for Life walk on Sunday. These participants started the 5-kilometer walk at the Carpenters Hall UBC 1669 and continued from Innova Park up the west side of Golf Links Road to Oliver Road before returning back the same way. As a major fundraiser for Threads of Life, the walk is part of many nationwide walks happening from the end of April into May. Threads of Life helps and supports families affected by workplace tragedies and occupational diseases. The Thunder Bay Walk was the first of three, and now I don't even know how many walks there are across Canada now, but it goes right from coast to coast, said Mika, the Thunder Bay Steps for Life Walk co-chair. She said their biggest goal for the walk is to raise awareness, have a sea of yellow shirts walking down Golf Links Road, and people asking what are these people doing. We want to raise the awareness of Threads of Life and what the things are that they can do for families, said Mika. Threads of Life doesn't reach out to families affected by workplace tragedies. People have to know that they exist for them to access the support from Threads of Life. As such, some families affected by workplace hazards and incidents shared their stories and lit candles in remembrance before the walk. Mika explained that they didn't invite a lot of the families, but some came after finding out about Threads of Life. I think with health and safety stuff, it's that can versus will. Everyone knows these things can happen to them. No one thinks that it will happen to them, said Mika. So, it's good to have local families here who can speak to these tragedies actually happening to real people in our community. However, with only 4 candles this year, she said they recognized that they may need more next year. Per tradition, the walk was also held shortly after the National Day of Mourning on April 28, commemorating those seriously affected by workplace hazards. May has become so many things. It's become Mental Health Month. But the first week of May traditionally was North American Occupational Health and Safety Week, which we also call NAOSH Week, said Mika. The week, she said, is a natural workplace marker for companies to highlight the activities of joint health and safety committees, what they're doing with their safety programs, and to increase the awareness of safety programs, she explained. During the busy time, Mika thanked those who came out for the walk.